get back to this top of the protocol stack issue. The TCP/IP suite has been a bit sparse up there. We have a remote procedure call mechanism incorporated by reference from Sun's NFS, but there isn't a really well-developed set of services. Do we need those services between the application and the lower levels of the network, or is that just added complexity that doesn't help?
Or the lower level of the network don't have to know that you are doing an RPC or that you are doing. They specifically don't have to know whether you are using, say, Sun RPC or OSFDC or SN1 or whatever. But and it's good so. I mean, it's good that people which want to try a new RPC can do so. For the internet itself, yes, we have a problem that we don't have one common technology that can be used to develop RPCs. If you look at a successful application of the internet, they are pretty much done in ad hoc fashion. And you have things like SNMP or MIME, which is use their own encodings, but say you don't have one big design. Big design is something you do in research, that's what we try to do now, but that's a bit... If you look at one of the reasons why you don't have that is that it costs a lot to develop an RPC suite. And if you look at the SN1 compiler we developed, we have incorporated something like 10 man-year of effort in it. So it's not quite a typical thing that you find in the internet, yeah, operation which is done in 6 months by a set of volunteers and which is given to the community. You can give a 6 man-month effort to the community. Giving a 10-man-year effort to the community is a bit more complex. Yes.
So you want to sell it?
Yes, you want to sell it. And so the other thing is that historically, the people which have done RPC have done RPC in order to sell it. So each provider sells its own RPC. It has its own language. What we need to have is something like a common language which comes with different compiler. You can buy your C compiler by Microsoft, by Portland, by a number of others. And ideally, what you would need to have is an RPC language that you can buy from several providers. The closest thing we have from that is the ASN1 compiler. That ASN1 is a language which has been specified by a third party, ISO, and for which you can buy compilers by something like 4 or 5 different sources. Problem is it's a bit on the complex side.
But is that something we should be insisting that our applications in the internet begin using? Do we need to start specifying that as a standard or just make it available?
Well, many applications already use it. SNMP does use it for one thing. WISE uses it. Let me quote another one. LDAP also uses it for X500. So it's used by already a number of applications. It might be a good idea to try to push the technology. Well, specifically, what might be a good idea would be to try to put a simple profile of SN1, something which is easy to implement, get rid of much of the variations, complexity, which are there just to accommodate a number of needs of various OSI protocols. Derive something simple. That could be the basis for doing an application development framework.
One of the areas you've done a lot of work in is naming services. You implemented X500. You have one of the more popular implementations of that. Do you think we need to begin moving the internet from reliance on just a domain name system and moving it into an X500-based environment?
Well, X500 and domain name system are not quite covering the same needs.
Well, what are the differences between the two?
I would say that X500 as a model, which is conceptually very simple. So that's this idea that an entry is a set of attributes and that you just pick a couple of these attributes to build up a name and you organize them hierarchically. But this simplicity is apparent. What you have then is an open complexity. It's as complex as SNMP. You have the same way SNMP has a very large number of MIPS. X500 has a large number of attributes. So implementing a full X509 server means that you have to support all these attributes, all the search rules associated to the attributes, and that can get quite large. While that's not undoable, as we could imagine that we specialize in a couple of them, the other thing which was difficult with X509 is that it had to run on the top of the 7-layer stack. There have been efforts in the internet to provide simpler specifications. The LDAP effort uses X500 over TCP without presentation and session layers, without even the ROS layer. That may be a way to go, so that the protocol specification is better. You still have two problems with X500. It uses basically the same kind of hierarchical navigation that the DNS uses. But the DNS is simple. You can put up a DNS key on your screen. You can remember it. People put that on their business cards. There's no problem. If you were to put your X500 name on your business card, your business card will be quite larger than what it is now. And so the X500 model is that you don't really have a name. You have a set of servers which enables you to do distributed searches. And these distributed searches have one big problem, is that you are only authorized to search according to hierarchical rules. So if you could have something like X500 without the hierarchical rules and authorizing entries to be located anywhere in the star in the internet, well, that might be a very powerful technology.
But if we did that, we would need larger wallets to hold our larger business cards.
No, you won't need to. Basically, you won't need to present your address on your business card. What is on the business card already would suffice. It will be Karl Malamud at... what's the name of your company, by the way?
The Internet Multicasting Corporation.
Oh, yeah. So you will read Karl Malamud, you will tap at the Internet Multicasting Corporation at Weston, Virginia, and that will be it. So you won't need anything else, but indeed, you will have a powerful search really going on to look at who is holding information on companies in Virginia, or who is holding information on companies dealing with multicast, and trying to progress in the tree, look at that. And that's not quite what X500 does today. So I believe that there is a possibility to do a merge between the X500 technology, the algorithms which are developed in the WIS++ group, and end up with a very powerful white page service.
Now, how do you do that? Do you go to the CCITT and submit some changes, or do you just grab their standards and unilaterally modify them to do something different?
Yeah, it depends what you want to do. If you want to pretend you are doing X500, you have to go to CCITT. If you want to do a white page service for the internet, you can say that you have taken X500 as one of the possible inputs, and then you go on defining your own operation. I think the latter is a better way to proceed.
Is there an advantage in having that official CCITT stamp on a standard?
Well, CCITT, it has an advantage to be CCITT compatible. The advantage is that you can speak with PTT-provided services. But apart from that, there are not that many advantages.
Would the PTTs ever start adopting internet services?
Well, some already do. They may.
But do you see reasons that the internet process, for example, should either merge or get endorsed by official groups like the CCITT? Is there a benefit to the internet in doing that?
Oh, that's a loaded question.
It's a loaded question.
As a naive member, I don't know if I should respond to that. I mean, do you want the IBE official to say that, well, we want all the world people to be friends and have a nice spirit of cooperation, indeed?
Well, there you have it. We've been speaking with Christian Wittema, a member of the IAB, an official member of the IAB. Thanks for being on Geek of the Week.
Thank you.
This has been Geek of the Week, brought to you by Sun Microsystems and by O'Reilly & Associates. To purchase an audio cassette or audio CD of this program, send electronic mail to radio@ora.com. Internet Talk Radio. The medium is the message.